This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
I think that food is more about than just putting nutrients into our body. I mean, it's about soul and culture and heritage and tradition and who produces our food and who has control over our food system, I think, are fundamental to the conversation.
On Friday, October 10th, 2014, Heritage Radio Network went to New York City's biggest green market and asked farmers and shoppers, what does American food mean to you?
American food is,
I guess, what my grandma cooks, right, for Thanksgiving. And she always has black-eyed peas, turnips, sweet potatoes, sweet potato pie, green beans, that kind of thing.
The first thing that I had that was inherently American that I really loved is when I started to eat steamed clams in Maine and lobsters in the rough.
My first encounter with American food, I have to say, was Cracker Jack. My grandmother used to come over to the States and bring boxes back to us, my brother and I, and we loved this stuff.
American food for me means comfort on multiple levels. American food, though, is not any one thing, because America is such a big tossed salad that it could be Peruvian food, right? It could be Brazilian food. It could be Moroccan food. So American food is just food that's served in America for me.
American food is nothing, and it's everything, I would say.
The great thing about food in America, I mean, especially New York City of all places, I mean, you can literally get anything. You get food from all over the world, which is really cool.
In terms of America being a melting pot, I think you can really see that through its cuisine.
I think once you are on American soil, you can kind of be adopted as American. So if you cook here, rock out. It's American food at this point. I think that because we as a country embrace many cultures, we also embrace those cultures' food.
Kind of like a melting pot of a bunch of cultures mixed with a lot of deep-fried oil.
American food. Jeez, that's a good question. Now?
Really bad.
The garbage that everybody's doctoring, and we're being forced upon it, or it's being forced upon us. Coming to the market and getting nice, wholesome food is really great, but a lot of people don't have this.
It's not really that healthy, I would say, because when I think of American food, I just think of burgers and fries. I know there's more than that for that, but that's what I get.
The most important thing about American food is all of the regional influences, which sadly I see going away, and I really, really hope it's preserved.
I think one of the disappointing things about the American cuisine is how many people rely on processed foods. And it's a quick and convenient go-to, and I think people value convenience over quality.
The world of the Jetsons scare me. Like, that's not the model that I want to hold up. The pill for the nutrition is not, you know, what I want to hold up. The Diet Coke with added vitamin C is not how I want to be feeding my children. I think that it begins with real food and good food and supporting those folks who are producing it while being stewards of the land and living off that land.
We were interested in answering this question because we are about to present American food to the world. This year, the 2015 World Expo, or World's Fair, is going to be held in Milan from May through October, and the theme is Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life.
So for those who don't know, the World's Fair is an international exhibition which has taken place all over the world and shows the latest innovations in science, technology, and industry. Its history dates back to the mid-1800s. It's where the telephone made its first world debut, and even where Thomas Edison showed some of his early inventions. Anyway, this year, the focus is on food.
More than 140 countries will come together to talk about the future of food as we anticipate feeding the global population of 9 billion people by 2050. President Obama has commissioned an entire American pavilion, which will showcase our innovations in food, agriculture, science, and business. American Food 2.0 is the name of the U.S.'s delegation, and they set up shop at the Union Square Farmers Market to drum up support.
As you can tell, there's no one definition or identity of American food. It's both healthy and unhealthy, exclusive and inclusive, sustainable and unsustainable.
So what will American food look like at the expo? We asked several leaders in the food industry what they thought the future will hold for American food.
We are in the middle of the green market, And we have the future of the America's food in this place. Believe me, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, something about food in America's for an European, for an Italian, was shocking. Today is completely changed. You understand now the importance of the green market, the organic food, the sustainable agriculture. I've read somewhere before yesterday, I've read about the community-supported agriculture.
CSAs, yeah.
It's a marvelous project. I think, I don't know how it will be in the future, but it means that people is attracted by the possibility of developing something with professionals, because the countrymen are professionals in their field. So I think that America is on the right way. It is in the right way.
I think a lot more research has to go into organic farming and biodiversity, as I really do believe that is a solution as opposed to GMO. GMO may be an answer, but at the moment it's not research. There isn't evidence out there to say that it's 100% safe, and I think that's paramount. So I'd like to see no GMO in the market at the moment. I also think that given our change in our lifestyle, that moving towards more a plant-based diet will be more helpful for ourselves and our planet.
A lot of our work that we do is actually to develop unique farmers from other countries who are bringing fresh, delicious local produce that's not traditional here, adding new spices, new herbs, new vegetables to kind of an existing culinary experience, but actually growing them local for fresh market.
It should be locally grown foods, locally raised animals if you're going to have animals, and just cleaner, closer to organic, because it actually is pretty cheap to farm organically, and it also takes care of our bodies a lot better.
We need a thriving wholesale marketplace, and there are significant numbers of farmers and acreage in production right now, or significant numbers of acres that are sitting fallow that can be put into production if we could create the efficiencies to get those products into the city and to feed our populations and to make it more efficient for even rural communities to access the food that's grown in their own backyards. But we need to. There needs to be the paradigm shift that that's what we need to be focusing our resources on, and subsidizing those efforts rather than subsidizing corn and soy and cotton and sugar beets that are all GMO. One of the things that I hope happens through Expo is that we have opportunities for the world to come together and have these conversations and begin having these strategic conversations across borders and ocean. How can we support the small producers in those countries, and how can they import from the folks that we're working with? And I think those conversations, and it's that dialogue that's going to be important to solving how we're going to feed the population, and not just about carving out our own niche and for each individual country and worrying about self and corporate need.
If you'd like to share what American food means to you and what you hope for the future of food, email info@heritageradionetwork.org or call us at 718-497-2128. This has been Liz Smith
and Jack Inslee with a report from Austin Sherman and Brian Reno.
Thanks for listening.
In this piece, you heard from Michael Hurwitz, director of New York City's Green Market Program, Alex Baker, a baker, Greg Blaze, cheese buyer at Eataly, Amina Mosley, a therapist, Christopher Wayne, director of Farm Roots, Sergio Grasso, food anthropologist, Brona Cosgrave, market research at Eat, Drink, and Engage, Michael Johns, market employee, Wangdi Tenzing, market employee, and Matthew Eckstein, a world traveler.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.